defending your freedom every single day.
On the Car Arms Platinum Microphone from the GunBroker.com studios.
This is Armed American Radio's Daily Defense. Here's your host, Mark Walters.
Armed American Radio's Daily Defense on the Car Arms Platinum Microphone in these GunBroker.com studios with you today. Of course, I'm Mark Walters, filling your prescription for freedom. I have made comments over the last couple years that they just hand this stuff to you, that it's been very difficult keeping up with the content that's coming at us as fast as it is. And I found myself apologizing to you far more often than I should. But I really truly feel that I'm not getting everything to you. It's impossible to do. And, you know, I'm covering this on national radio 6 days a week, 1 hour during the day and 3 hours on Sundays. And I'm just not able to get to all of it. Some of it is, it's overwhelming. So when you're doing that triage during the day, something jumps out at you, you got to take it. This one jumped out at me. You'll notice that I haven't spoken much about the shooting at the barbecue. We're going to find out that's gang-related, okay? Now, the media loves to jump all over that as being a mass shooting. That's gang-related violence. We were talking about the school the other day and what makes a 16-year-old kid violate every law in the book, every law known to mankind, man-made law and moral law, biblical law, regardless, and do what he did. And, of course, there was a third shooting. And then, of course, the Walmart. Now, I'm going to talk a little bit about the Walmart today because the mainstream media has pretty much stopped talking about it, but I'll do that later in the show. First, I want to go to the column about the three shootings in the state of California, one of the most heavily gun-controlled states in the nation. And I'm going to refer to the Guardian. Are you familiar with the Guardian? Do you know what the Guardian is? Well, I don't, you know, I looked at this and I thought, should I start with this or should I end with this? Let me start with this. I'm going to start with the information that's in the piece. You'll understand why I'm wrestling with this in just a second. I could have gone either way here. But the article is 10 dead after California sees three mass shootings in 4 days. Shootings at high school, home and backyard party prompt renewed calls for action against gun violence. The home one was a domestic dispute where a father shot and killed the kids and his estranged wife. The party is making it, you know, the media makes it sound to be so innocent. I'm going to tell you right now, this is not going to wind up being some random innocent deal. I understand that they are already looking at a gang connection to this, but this is clearly some type of gang shooting. And then you have the 16-year-old at the high school. But what's important about this is the coverage that this gets, particularly from The Guardian. 10 people were killed in three mass shootings in California in just 4 days, marking a particularly brutal wave of gun violence incidents in the state. It goes on to talk about the 16-year-old student from Saugus High School in Santa Clarita. Now, Santa Clarita, I actually happen to know where that is. I've actually been to Santa Clarita, believe it or not. It's 30 miles north of L.A. But that's where you had the 16-year-old walk in, goes out into the common area, I guess, the quad they call it. And I picture my own kid's school. There's a quad there where all the branches of the hallways come off. And he pulls a .45 caliber handgun from his backpack and opens fire. He kills two kids, a 16-year-old and a 14-year-old. 14-year-old and a 15-year-old girl. A 16-year-old and a 14-year-old. 14 or 15, forgive me, I'm not looking directly at it. Two of them were killed, including the 16-year-old who pulled the gun, who offed himself, which so often happens in these cases. Then that was on Thursday last week. Then on Saturday last week, a killer in San Diego wiped out his estranged wife and their three kids. And those kids were aged 3, 5, and 11. I mean, it's hard to wrap your head around that. There was a fourth kid. I think he was 9 years old. He was 9 years old. He's on life support over the weekend. I don't know if he's going to make it or if at this juncture right now, I haven't gone back to look if he has or not. I know he's on life support. Imagine the life that he will have. what he will have to be told if he can. And I'm sure he'll probably remember if he can, if he lives this. It's awful. Just got awful. And, of course, the killer also died from a self-inflicted gunshot wound. So here we had two suicides, two murder suicides. Then the very next night, we had in Fresno, which is way north of L.A., several hundred miles north of Los Angeles, some killers walked into a backyard party and started blasting away at the individuals who were being told were just innocently barbecuing and watching a football game. And that may be. I mean, I guess, I don't know. Or they, I believe you're going to find out this is gang-related. Okay? But they were between the ages of 25 and 35. So these were older. These were not kids. And six were injured. So before were shot and killed. Okay? 12 people died, including the killers, in California over the last few days, and at least 10 others were injured. Now, the Guardian goes on to tell us about this. And it's, okay, it's pretty much at this point, it's just facts. Then we start to get this. Let me give you some quotes. Now, before I give you these quotes, I want you to look back on yesterday's show. Yesterday's program was a blast, by the way. I had a really good time with yesterday's program. You premium content subscribers got to hear me talk with Andy Hoosier for another hour after the show, discussing the very topic that we talked about on air. We continued the conversation. It's up on the site at Armed American Radio should you want to participate. But remember that program. Now, this is going to be kind of a spoiler alert. If you didn't listen to the show yesterday, I'm probably going to give a few things away, but that's okay. Here's the quote now from The Guardian. The failure to protect our communities, families, and children is a waking nightmare that needs to end. That's from Gabby Giffords. Here's part of her statement. If we don't act, generations of Americans will expect gun violence to be a public safety threat that could change their lives no matter where they live. So I wrestled with this too, of reading you the whole statement, Giffords' statement, and I think I'm going to do that right now because I want you to hear where The Guardian is getting their information from. Again, if you can think about yesterday's program and what we talked about, I'll go back there after the break. Gabrielle Giffords urges national response to wave of gun violence in the past 72 hours. Gabby Giffords doesn't put these statements out day after day after day about Chicago, does she? No. Chicago's ignored. She doesn't do this about all of the waves of shootings in every Democrat-controlled urban city, like St. Louis, you're listening, St. Louis, or like Baltimore, or pick your Democrat-controlled city. She doesn't do that, does she? Again, reminder, think about yesterday's program, what we talked about. Over the past 72 hours, a number of developments underscored the public safety threat gun violence poses to the nation. In San Diego, California, less than 24 hours after a woman got a restraining order against her estranged husband, he shot her and their four children before turning the gun on himself. Late Sunday night in Fresno, California, a shooting at a backyard party left four dead and six wounded. We're going to find out that's more than a backyard party, by the way, but I digress. Late Sunday night in Fresno, California, a shooting at a backyard party left four dead and six wounded. This Monday morning, a gunman opened fire outside a Walmart in Duncan, Oklahoma, where at least three people were shot and killed. Now, I'm going to go to that one, too, in the next few segments, because Gabby Giffords is failing to tell you something about that shooting, as is ABC, NBC, CBS, MSDNC, CNN, and the rest of the alphabet soup lamestream media. The incidents follow new reports that the gunman in the Saugus High School shooting may have used a ghost gun, a do-it-yourself, untraceable firearm sold online with no background check. That whole thing is a satellite radio moment word. And I just don't have time to go into that because we don't know anything about it. We just know what she said about it. The failure to protect our communities, families, and children. The failure to protect our communities, families, and children is a waking nightmare that needs to end. If we don't act, generations of Americans will expect gun violence to be a public safety threat that could change their lives no matter where they live. We should refuse to live in a world where our children live in constant fear of gunfire. We should never accept this level of gun violence as normal. It's not. We don't have to live with this dominating our lives. America has solved seemingly insurmountable problems before. We can do it again. Here's the word. Don't you love the socialist word? Change. Everything's got to change. Remember Barack Obama. fundamentally changing America. That's what these people are talking about. When I finish this statement, I'm going to come back to remind you what we talked about yesterday. That's a spoiler alert. As you hear these words, change starts with acknowledging that politicians in Washington have failed to protect us. She means Republicans. Politicians like Trump and Majority Leader Mitch McConnell have taken millions from the NRA while not even allowing a vote on gun safety legislation like the Background Checks Act. Americans are ready to vote in leaders next November who are already committed to making this a priority from day one. If Congress won't change, we'll change Congress. Of course, everything loudmouth Gabby Giffords is talking about would have done nothing to stop anything she's talking about. No background check, no nothing. When we come back, I'll break this down for you. Don't go away.
America was founded through the blood of hard-fighting, hard-drinking men. Men who believed in freedom and whiskey, who laid down their lives and their fortunes forging the bedrock of this republic, and in doing so created a new species of man, the American. Lead Slinger's Whiskey was founded by seven combat veterans who were tired of people afraid to support the Second Amendment. Together, they brought their love of American bourbon whiskey to freedom-loving, like-minded Americans. For more information and to read the story of Lead Slinger's Whiskeys and Rum, visit LeadSlingersWhiskey.com today.
The finest safes in the world are made right here in the United States of America. At Vault Pro, made in the USA still means something. Don't be fooled by companies that sell cheap foreign-made safes. Owning a gun is one of our most sacred liberties, and with that liberty comes the responsibility to protect our guns with a secure safe. But we don't stop there. At Vault Pro, we also manufacture the highest quality vault doors, storm shelters, and safe rooms. Custom built at your request, we employ high-tech CAD safe and vault door design to protect what's important to you from theft, fire, or weather. When protecting your guns, valuables, and family, invest in the best safes on the market. Vault Pro. Visit online today at VaultProUSA.com. That's VaultProUSA.com. And check out our entire line from the finest handgun safes to modular safe rooms. Vault Pro has you protected. AAR listeners, you'll never know what you might see at VaultProUSA.com. Protect what's important to you with a Vault Pro safe. Vault Pro is a veteran-owned company, strong supporter of Armed American Radio, and the Second Amendment.
From Crossbreed Holsters comes the Women's Appendix. With softer leather and smoother corners, the Women's Appendix holster was designed specifically with the female body in mind. This holster is intended for popular small firearms and has no cant, so it can be worn on the front side of the body. Featuring a crossbreed hand-molded pocket for a perfect fit, we ensure the Women's Appendix is your answer for any woman who wants to carry a small firearm in a front position. This versatile holster can be worn in the standard appendix or cross-draw fashion. Find your perfect fit today at crossbreedholsters.com.
You've helped build MyPillow into the amazing company that it is today, and now Mike Lindell, the inventor and CEO, wants to give back to you, my listeners. You can get deep discounts on all MyPillow products if you go to MyPillow.com right now and click on the new radio listener specials. Mike heard me talk about his pillows on air and joined us on Armed American Radio. I'm getting a much better night's sleep, and you can get deep discounts on MyPillows, mattresses, toppers, bed sheets, and so much more. For example, right now they're bringing back the buy one, get one offer for the MyPillows. That's right. Buy one MyPillow, get another one absolutely free. Remember, all MyPillow products come with a 60-day money-back guarantee and a 10-year warranty. Just go to MyPillow.com and click on the new radio listener specials and get deep discounts on all MyPillow products, including the buy one, get one free for the MyPillows. Enter promo code AAR or call 800-978-9358 for these great radio specials.
For the best night's sleep in the whole wide world, visit MyPillow.com.
Tired of leather holsters not holding up to EDC? Wouldn't it be great if your holster fit multiple handguns? Let me tell you about 1791 Gun Leather. With 100% American heavy native steer hide, leather artisans handcraft distinctive 1791 Gun Leather into multi-fit IWB and OWB holsters. Order now and enjoy quality, versatility, and the pleasant leather aroma. Call 800-407-1791 or go to 1791gunleather.com for an affordable, distinctive holster that'll last a lifetime.
Celebrating 20 years in business, GunBroker.com is the world's largest online marketplace to buy and sell firearms, ammunition, and accessories. With over 1 million auctions daily, you can expect to find a limitless number of top brand names on GunBroker.com. Sellers, you can reach nearly 5 million registered users on GunBroker.com. And buyers, you can buy with confidence knowing GunBroker.com respects your privacy and is the only online marketplace offering buyer's protection. Buy or sell your next firearm on GunBroker.com today.
This upcoming segment of Armed American Radio is being sponsored by GunBroker.com, the world's largest online marketplace to buy and sell firearms, ammo, and related accessories. That's GunBroker.com. Welcome back to the show. Armed American Radio's Daily Defense on the car. Platinum microphone. Don't you love that car, Arms? You're going to start hearing some fun spots. I'm working on those now. All right. Gabby Giffords is yet again exploiting tragedy to make a, for political, this is for nothing more than political gain. Let me take you back to what we discussed yesterday. Now, I'm not going to go back to the piece. I'll just remind you that it was a Los Angeles Times editorial. I noted as we went through that, as I read that, as I was triaging my research, the Los Angeles Times editorial board did not distinguish between a AR-15, which they've demonized consistently, and a handgun. They just made the comments that this is all about the guns. Remember that? Why? Two reasons. You sleep on it, you come up with more stuff, right? Because no AR-15 or AK-47 was used in either of the three shootings that we're talking about right now, that they're writing about. So they can't demonize that, so they have to change course. And what the LA Times did yesterday was, and don't think it was coincidence, it wasn't. The editorial board sat there together and said, hey, okay, they didn't use a rifle, so let's just make it guns in general. That conversation occurred. It really, truly happened. That's how they got to that point. That's why they wrote it the way they wrote it. It was written collectively, so they had this discussion. And that's important. Because it's just one lie after another. It doesn't make any difference. Well, no AR-15s were used. Well, just don't say that. Just say guns. So that's the dog whistle now, because it's now just guns, isn't it? Can they backtrack from what they just said? No, they can't. What is Gabby Giffords talking about here? She's talking about all the crimes that she mentioned. They're all crimes, by the way. Every one of them was committed by a criminal violating every known law in one of the most stringent gun-controlled states in the country, with a handgun. So they cannot demonize the AR-15, which is their favorite whipping boy gun, right? And it's hard for them to do that anyway, in reality, when they get called out, because less than 300 murders occurred, according to the FBI. Not their fake, phony gun violence groups that they spring up and, you know, give them all these fake, but the FBI, the Federal Bureau of Investigation. And you'll note that they don't use their numbers. They use the liberal groups because the FBI numbers don't make their case. Because as Gabby Giffords sits here and tells you how bad it is in America and how scared to death our kids are, crime is dropping like a stone in the United States and has been for decades. We're not in the top 100, but they can't push their agenda if you know that. They can't push their crap on you because you're too educated. You know better. So let's go back over to The Guardian. The Guardian at the very beginning, and it was easy to go through this just like the Los Angeles Times piece yesterday, so easy to dissect this, and a lot of fun, because they started out factual stuff. 10 people were killed in 3 mass shootings. Well, I would debate the mass shooting in this, but we're just going to let it stay in their terms. In just 4 days, marking a particularly brutal wave of gun violence incidents in the state. Now, if they didn't want to be fake news, and I'm giving away some of my stuff here, then what they should just say is 10 people were killed in 3 shootings in California in 4 days. Not marking a particularly brutal wave of gun violence incidents in the state. They don't need to do that. But they do. They embellish everything. Then they go on to talk about the incident. So let's continue a little bit down here. They quote Gabby Giffords. I just read your whole statement. Giffords, a gun safety advocate, released her statement following reports of yet another mass shooting at a Walmart in Duncan, Oklahoma, saying 3 had been killed outside the store on Monday. So let's take that Duncan, Oklahoma. You see why I don't talk about this stuff while these things are breaking? Because you're not getting anything from me at all. You're not getting anything. Oh, did you hear that? That's not what we want to do here. We want to be able to do this, put this in perspective for you, because we want to watch what the other side is doing and how they're doing it so that we can break it down. It's easy to do. It's not real difficult. Saying 3 had been killed outside the store on Monday. You would think, here, let me just tell you what happened. An estranged wife and a husband, she was with her new boyfriend. The husband didn't like that. They were still married. They were not divorced yet. So there's some advice I'm going to give you on this one too, by the way, okay? She's with her new boyfriend in a car in a Walmart parking lot in Duncan, Oklahoma, when this guy, who apparently she had just gotten a restraining order on, was having none of it, not with a restraining order, and now she's out with another guy. He stands and fires at the car, shoots 9 rounds into the windshield, and kills both of them, the occupants, his estranged wife and her new boyfriend. Then he was confronted by an armed citizen, a lawfully armed citizen with a firearm, that then forced him, that action of being confronted by the lawfully armed citizen, you know, me or you, who saw what was happening and felt morally obligated to stop any more killing because he didn't know who else was next. He didn't know what was happening. And as he was confronted, guess what happened? Coward boy husband offed himself. Let's go back here with another mass shooting at a Walmart. It happened in a Walmart parking lot. It did not happen in a Walmart, which is what they want you to think. Why? Because of what just happened at Walmart in El Paso. Saying 3 had been killed outside the store on Monday. 2 were killed. I don't consider the guy offing himself because he was confronted by another guy who was going to kill him. Being killed. He committed suicide. He cowardly offed himself after murdering 2 people. Where's the advice? I've written stories about this. I've got one in my book. I've talked to too many people. I know stalking victims. I've been doing this for too long. I've talked to too many people. I've written about these things. We've discussed these things. You know, I don't know. You do what you want, you know, with a marriage. It's not my place to give you that advice. You're in love with who you're in love with. I don't have any problem with that at all. None. But I don't know that me personally would want to be out with someone who is not yet divorced and whose other is crazed and threatening that person in the middle of a domestic dispute before that marriage is officially even over. I don't know that I would put myself in that position. That's just me. That's just me. That seems like I'm opening myself up for trouble. I dated a girl once in Pennsylvania whose boyfriend was a lunatic. I mean, this guy was like Jason. You'd be thundering outside. You'd see him in the, you know, sidewalk for a few minutes. Then a couple seconds later, he'd be gone. People are like, there's people out there like that. It unnerved the crap out of me, and I didn't want any part of it. Bye. That was the end of that relationship. I don't need to inject myself into that. That's just me. But that's a side note. It's another conversation. Then they go on to talk about San Diego. The mother was in the middle of a divorce with the shooter. The same thing that happened in Oklahoma. You've got a domestic dispute here. And let me apologize. I do not know if the woman in Duncan, Oklahoma had gotten the restraining order. I just know it was her estranged husband. The restraining order I see is San Diego. The mother, and I'm quote now, was in the middle of a divorce with the shooter and that she had sought a restraining order a day before the tragedy. In Fresno, the following day, roughly 35 people were gathered in a backyard watching a football game. So they go on to talk about these. And what happened there was you had a father go in and literally murder his family. I mean, it's so difficult to wrap your head around these tragedies. But these tragedies have been going on since the dawn of time. Not since the invention of the gun, but since the dawn of time. When we come back, we'll continue the conversation.
It's the Bill of Rights, not the Bill of Needs. I'm Alan Gottlieb, founder of the Second Amendment Foundation. When someone says, we don't need that kind of gun, remind them the Founding Fathers determined what rights our Constitution should protect. There's a world of difference between rights and needs. It is not the function of government to tell us what we need or what we don't. Certainly no one needs an assault rifle or a Saturday Night Special, or for that matter, no one needs a Corvette with a high-capacity horsepower engine capable of speeds to 150 miles per hour. But in the hands of honest, responsible individuals, we have the right of choice. We have the right to read books others don't like. We have the right to listen to any radio program we choose. We have the right to dress the way we want to. We also have the right to own firearms of our choice. So the next time someone tells you, you don't need something, tell them it's the Bill of Rights, not the Bill of Needs. Join the Second Amendment Foundation today so that this message and our Bill of Rights might live. Call 425-454-7012. That's 425-454-7012.
Celebrating 20 years in business, GunBroker.com is the world's largest online marketplace to buy and sell firearms, ammunition, and accessories. With over 1 million auctions daily, you can expect to find a limitless number of top brand names on GunBroker.com. Sellers, you can reach nearly 5 million registered users on GunBroker.com. And buyers, you can buy with confidence knowing GunBroker.com respects your privacy and is the only online marketplace offering buyer's protection. Buy or sell your next firearm on GunBroker.com today.
The finest safes in the world are made right here in the United States of America. At Vault Pro, made in the USA still means something. Don't be fooled by companies that sell cheap foreign-made safes. Owning a gun is one of our most sacred liberties, and with that liberty comes the responsibility to protect our guns with a secure safe. But we don't stop there. At Vault Pro, we also manufacture the highest quality vault doors, storm shelters, and safe rooms, custom built at your request. We employ high-tech CAD safe and vault door design to protect what's important to you from theft, fire, or weather. When protecting your guns, valuables, and family, invest in the best safes on the market. Vault Pro. Visit online today at vaultprousa.com. That's vaultprousa.com, and check out our entire line from the finest handgun safes to modular safe rooms. Vault Pro has you protected. AAR listeners, you'll never know what you might see at vaultprousa.com. Protect what's important to you with a Vault Pro safe. Vault Pro is a veteran-owned company, strong supporter of Armed American Radio, and the Second Amendment.
Hi, it's Mark Walters, your host of Armed American Radio. If your company sells only the highest quality products and you're looking for a way to reach these listeners, you're talking to the right guy. Armed American Radio has a package available to fit every budget, from startup to the seasoned advertiser looking for that perfect way to reach this massive audience on roughly 250 stations in the top markets in the nation. We're everywhere, and the show continues to explode across the country after 10 years. Together, we can help you reach a highly engaged and extremely knowledgeable audience. To hear your brand on this huge radio program for less than you ever thought possible, and to speak directly with me, reach out to CCW Broadcast Media LLC right away at mark@armedamericanradio.org, mark@armedamericanradio.org. And together, we'll bring your brand to Armed American Radio listeners and keep this powerful voice for gun rights on the airwaves. Again, to speak directly to me, reach out to me at mark@armedamericanradio.org. That's mark@armedamericanradio.org. Defender Coffee was created by patriots for patriots. It's coffee for Americans devoted to defending the Second Amendment. It's coffee for Americans who understand that if you don't fight for your freedom, you lose it. That's why Defender Coffee donates 100% of profits to gun rights organizations that fight to defend the Second Amendment. When you drink Defender Coffee, every single cup defends your right to keep and bear arms. Visit DefenderCoffee.com today and join the coffee club while you're there. DefenderCoffee.com.
Back to Armed American Radio's Daily Defense with Mark Walters.
Welcome back inside the GunBroker.com studios on this Car Arms Platinum microphone. Hold on a second. Some iced coffee here. It's Defender. I love that stuff. Don't forget over there, Derek has got the deal going on with the free shipping with the AAR promo code, okay? Armed American Radio, use the AAR promo code. We'll have more about that. I mean, I don't know that we'll get to it today, but we'll have more about it this week and on the Monster broadcast as well, because we've got a lot happening relative to giveaways and so forth. And I'm going to let the cat out of the bag on one in the next segment. I have no choice. It was forced upon me. It was thrust upon me. But it's from North American Arms. And I'll tell you what's going to happen, and then I'll make the big official announcement on the Monster cast, because they're already getting responses, which is outstanding. All right. So here we have The Guardian discussing all this stuff. Man, that was really good coffee. I don't know. That was a perfect amount of cream. Thank you for that. He just brought it in. There's a point where here's San Diego Group for Moms Demand Action. Now, remember, The Guardian has so far quoted Gabby Giffords, a gun safety advocate, right, and a shooting survivor. There's a moment where you just feel helpless, said Casey Zahner, the San Diego group lead for Moms Demand Action, a gun safety organization. They are no such thing. They are a gun control, gun confiscation organization. She continues, it's like I've been working on this for how many years and these incidents are still happening? I try to focus on all the good people who are working so hard so this doesn't happen to another family. So this woman actually believes that she can legislate evil away, that she can stop an estranged husband who is crazed in his mind because of what he perceives is going on, and then a court restraining order gets thrown at him, and that whole mentality, BS on that, she ain't gonna keep. If I can't see the kid, she can't see the dog. That whole deal goes on. That's a disorder, and this woman is stupid enough to believe that she can legislate that. I mean, you heard it from her. That wasn't me talking. That was her. God, Angry Mark I'm keeping him in. It's unimaginable, she said. We're heartbroken. Everybody is. Oh, but wait, here is the Guardian. What's the Guardian do next? Every Town for Gun Safety, a not-for-profit organization for gun policy reform. Would they just make this stuff up out of thin air? They go on to give these bogus numbers from Every Town. There have been 25 mass shootings and more than 220 since January 09. The group defines mass shooting as, and they talk all this garbage and numbers. And it all comes from Bloomberg's funded crap holes over there, okay? Oh, but here's one. They go to Ari Freilich. He's a state policy director with the Giffords Law Center to prevent gun violence. Notice the Bradys aren't in here. I mean, they're just grasping at straws, you know. They don't get any love and respect anymore, do they? No, only when they're suing Remington. I hope to be able to get to that again, too, because there's more news about that, but I doubt I will today. Ari Freilich noted that California, and he notes that California, as we talked about yesterday, even the Los Angeles Times admits this, noted that California had some of the strictest gun laws in the country, and that research had shown that Californians are significantly safer from gun violence than the rest of the country. Sure, go walk around the streets of L.A. at night. How about it? How about heading out to East L.A.? How about heading out to Compton? See how safe you are. I mean, this is a joke. Go walk the streets of San Francisco right now. Go. Oh, do it after dark, too. Do it barefoot. I mean, this is a joke. But these are who they're quoting. Those protective laws tragically weren't enough here. That came from Ari Freilich. That's that state policy director with the Giffords Law Center. The news cycle will move on, he said, and other communities, unfortunately, will be impacted by this. But for the families who are left with empty seats at their dinner tables for all of time, it is a brutal personal loss. It's for them we do this work. Really? Does he do this work for the families in Chicago that they never talk about? Or St. Louis? Or Baltimore? Or pick a Democrat-controlled, socialist-controlled city? Do they? You never hear from these people unless it's a media-driven hunt. One that they can just tragically exploit for their political gain. Otherwise, this clown, this liar would be in Chicago every single Friday night and talking to us about these. It'd be in every paper in the country every day. But they're not. And we have years of nothing but silence from them to prove that we're correct. But here's where it gets really interesting. The Guardian talks about how they're a straight-up news organization. I want you to listen to this, and I'm going to quote this. This is from The Guardian seeking your money. This is at the very end of the column. 2020 will be a defining year. These are perilous times. This is from a news organization. Listen to this. That I just covered with you, who got all their news from the left. And we're asking for your help as we prepare for 2020. Over the last 3 years, much of what The Guardian holds dear has been threatened. Over the last 3 years. Wonder why it's been 3 years. What's been threatened, Guardian? Democracy, civility, truth. This U.S. administration is establishing new norms of behavior. Anger and cruelty disfigure public discourse, and lying is commonplace. So I guess that they're talking about mad, crazy woman Maxine Waters and the rest of the left who are angry and forcing people out of restaurants and attacking people that wear supporters hats of Donald Trump, MAGA hats and so forth. Is that who the Guardian's talking about? No. That's okay to them. I could not believe when I saw this. Anger and cruelty disfigure public discourse, and lying is commonplace. Boy, ain't it. Turn the TV on today and watch some of those hearings earlier, right? Truth is being chased away, but with your help, we can continue to put it center stage. So what you just heard me go over with you to The Guardian is truth. Not truth as the leftist socialist gun grabbers see it, but truth because they agree with it. Rampant disinformation. You got to listen. This is too much. Honest to goodness. Rampant disinformation. Partisan news sources and social media's tsunami of fake news is no basis on which to inform the American public in 2020. Did you just hear me read that? Oh my God, I can't. It's unbelievable. This, what I just told you, everybody they quoted was far left, lunatic, progressive, gun-grabbing socialists. Every single one of them. The entire column was from the left. And I gotta read that again. Rampant disinformation, partisan news sources, and social media's tsunami of fake news is no basis on which to inform the American public in 2020. The need for a robust, independent press has never been greater. And with your help, we can continue to provide fact-based reporting that offers public scrutiny and oversight. We are also committed to keeping our journalism open and accessible to everyone. And with your help, we can do it. We can keep it that way. Next year, America faces an epic choice, and the result could define the country for a generation. It is at a tipping point, finally balanced between truth, lies, hope, and hate, civility, and nastiness. My God, many of the aspects of American public life are in play. The Supreme Court, abortion rights, climate policy, wealth inequality, big tech, and much more. The stakes could hardly be higher. As that choice nears, The Guardian, as it has done for 200 years, and with your continued support, will continue to argue for the values we hold dear. Facts, science, diversity, equality, and fairness. That is a statement about what I just covered with you from The Guardian U.S. editor, John Mulholland. Can you, this is a actual classic prime example of you agree with me or the hell with you. And okay for me, but not for thee. Can you believe this? Did they talk to Alan Gottlieb and ask his opinion? No. This whole piece was a leftist propaganda piece of garbage. Not once was there anything objective in this anywhere. And that statement, that bold statement, that tells you who we're dealing with. These people believe they know it all. Back after this.
We've all put ourselves in a potentially unsafe situation. Whether it's commuting at an odd hour, parking the car in that badly lit garage, or taking that nighttime run. So let's be real. We're not going to stop doing any of those things. The Taser Pulse Plus is here to help you approach every day with confidence and give you that backup if you ever need it. With an effective safety distance of up to 15 feet, delivering a 30-second cycle of muscular incapacitation, the Pulse Plus now has even more advanced safety features. It connects to the mobile safety app Noonlight to dispatch emergency services as soon as the Pulse Plus is triggered. No fumbling for the phone, no freezing up in fear. Pull the trigger and help is on the way. Protect yourself and your family with a leading brand in less lethal self-defense technology, Taser Self-Defense. Visit buy.taser.com and use the code AAR for 10% off the purchase of a consumer Taser device. That's buy.taser.com with the code AAR for 10% off.
It's the Bill of Rights, not the Bill of Needs. I'm Alan Gottlieb, founder of the Second Amendment Foundation. When someone says, we don't need that kind of gun, remind them the Founding Fathers determined what rights our Constitution should protect. There's a world of difference between rights and needs. It is not the function of government to tell us what we need or what we don't. Certainly no one needs an assault rifle or a Saturday Night Special, or for that matter, no one needs a Corvette with a high-capacity horsepower engine capable of speeds to 150 miles per hour. But in the hands of honest, responsible individuals, we have the right of choice. We have the right to read books others don't like. We have the right to listen to any radio program we choose. We have the right to dress the way we want to. We also have the right to own firearms of our choice. So the next time someone tells you you don't need something, tell them it's the Bill of Rights, not the Bill of Needs. Join the Second Amendment Foundation today so that this message and our Bill of Rights might live. Call 425-454-7012. That's 425-454-7012.
Celebrating 20 years in business, GunBroker.com is the world's largest online marketplace to buy and sell firearms, ammunition, and accessories. With over 1 million auctions daily, you can expect to find a limitless number of top brand names on GunBroker.com. Sellers, you can reach nearly 5 million registered users on GunBroker.com. And buyers, you can buy with confidence knowing GunBroker.com respects your privacy and is the only online marketplace offering buyer's protection. Buy or sell your next firearm on GunBroker.com today.
The Gun Box is the ultimate quick and accessible handgun safe, ideal for securing your firearm while not carrying on your person. Our cutting-edge technology and innovative safety features provide peace of mind while storing your handgun on a nightstand, desk, countertop, or anywhere you might need fast access. With a simple swipe of a finger, press of a custom key code, or the wave of an RFID card or fob, the Gun Box opens in seconds. Our modern design and sleek lines not only make it a great addition to any space, but is the perfect reason to bring your everyday carry gun out from hiding in the closet or the basement safe. Asking yourself, will my concealed carry weapon fit in the Gun Box? The answer is yes, as the Gun Box fits most full-size handguns with room to spare for extra magazines, a blade, and other items you carry for protection. The Gun Box was designed to be your go-to gun safe and is absolutely the best alternative for fast and reliable handgun storage. Visit us at thegunbox.com and use code AAR at checkout for 10% off any purchase of $259. Order your Gun Box today at thegunbox.com and use code AAR for 10% off.
America was founded through the blood of hard-fighting, hard-drinking men. Men who believed in freedom and whiskey. Who laid down their lives and their fortunes, forging the bedrock of this republic, and in doing so created a new species of man, the American. Lead Slinger's Whiskey was founded by 7 combat veterans who were tired of people afraid to support the Second Amendment. Together, they brought their love of American bourbon whiskey to freedom-loving, like-minded Americans. For more information and to read the story of Lead Slinger's Whiskeys and Rum, visit LeadSlingersWhiskey.com today.
The following segment of Armed American Radio is being brought to you by Defender Coffee. When you drink Defender Coffee, you're making a donation to a gun rights organization of your choice that protects and defends your freedoms. Welcome back to the show.
Armed American Radio's Daily Defense, the GunBroker.com studios, and the Car Platinum microphone. Here we are again. Hold on, a little bit more coffee. These have been very, very long days. I kid you not. Been very, very long days for a lot of different reasons. Not the least of which is 6 days of radio and sifting through stuff to get to this. I tell you, man, I got to be honest. I was talking with Derek from Defender Coffee the other day. He's actually going to be on the program latter part of this week, maybe next week. We'll figure that out soon enough. I'll know more by Thursday or Friday for you. But he's such a great guy, and the product is just good. And if you're a coffee drinker like I am, I love having it around. I got the Freedom Roast coming now. You can go to the website now, use the promo code AAR, and get free shipping, okay? Simple as that. Coffee Club subscribers, you can't because you're already getting that. But anybody who's not that goes over and buys coffee gets free shipping regardless of what you buy. AAR is the promo code. It's real easy to do. Vault Pro USA, Tony and I are talking. We're going to have something else. We got more fun giveaways are coming. I mean, big ones coming. I mean, you know, we gave away 2 handgun safes, right? With Vault Pro. Wonderful to be able to do that. The last range bag giveaway from GunBroker.com was amazing. Look, all we're asking you to do is stuff that you want to do anyway, and that's go peruse what's out there. So please, visit vaultpro.com. Go check them out online. Go over to GunBroker, and please, put your email in. All you got to do is subscribe to it. It's perfectly free. You're not going to get spammed. You sign in, and when you sign in, and you've got access to over 1 million auctions a day, you can go see some cool stuff. And some of the emails I get from you are phenomenal, especially the ones I'm getting. I mean, a number of you knew that I was looking for that Colt Python. Well, financially, I got other things going on right now that I got to worry about that my money is tied up in. And unfortunately, I couldn't go after one of those pythons yet. But I got to be honest with you, man. Those of you who write me and send me the photos of the pythons you just bought, you're sticking it in my face. I hate you. I'm just letting you know. I love you. You know I love you. Ammo Land, the same thing. A big source of information. AmmoLand.com. You can also sign up for the Armed American Radio newsletter that is now going out. The first one went out today. Just a little bit of info on what's happening at the show and some news links for some of the stuff that we talk about. So please support everybody that supports us. We got a new one coming up. Here's the deal. North American Arms. I'm going to go ahead and let this cat out of the bag because I spoke with North American Arms earlier today. And I guess I'm going to have to go back and listen, but I don't recall letting this cat out of the bag. I gave a generic deal.
but I'm not even going to give a phone number yet. So I probably shouldn't even be doing this, but I guess I kind of, here's the deal. I'm going to make the official announcement on Sunday, but since the cat seems to be out of the bag already, if you call North American Arms and when they answer the phone, tell them that you were listening to Armed American Radio for the hat giveaway, they're going to send you a free North American Arms hat for that, for simply calling them. And I'm getting information coming in that people are calling now. Now, we did have a mail out go out to that effect, but we didn't say when the start date was. So you know what? Feel free. Have at it. Give them a call at North American Arms. Look it up. And I mean, you, if you want, here's an easy way to do it. Go to armedamericanradio.com and just click on the North American Arms banner. Boom, right there. You'll see it come right across your face. Click on that. It will give you the phone number. And there you go. Call North American Arms. I'll have it. I should have had the number, but I'm not really making the official announcement until Sunday. But you're smart enough to figure it out. And guess what they're going to do? They're going to send you a free North American Arms hat. And the first 500 people that get that hat, everybody's going to get the hat. But the first 500 are in the running to win a North American Arms Mini from my safe. And North American Arms heard that and said, hey, we want to match it. We want to match it. So I haven't yet decided. Are we going to give away two guns to one person or two guns to two people, one to each? Two guns, one for each of you, right? I'm going to make that announcement on Sunday. So there you go. I mean, all this great stuff happening at North American Arms, and it we all benefit. I just can't thank everybody enough, particularly you. All right. Back to, AmmoLand.com, by the way, for that. Just go to my website, Armed American Radio. Click on AmmoLand. It'll take you right to AmmoLand.com/AAR. They've got pages up for us, so we need to support them. Supreme Court's non-action opens door for more gun litigation. This was the Remington deal. I wasn't sure I was going to have time to get to this, but I really want to. Not that this is going to turn into old news. It's not, because this is going to go on for years. You heard Gottlieb and I talk about it on the Sunday show. It's come up a lot with my guests, and it's going to continue to come up. But there's a new twist here. And if you know me and you know how I think, you know I'm going to tell you at the end, there's always a method to the madness. But this titled piece, Supreme Court's non-action, opens door for more gun litigation, is completely and totally terribly awfully misleading. It's referring to this whole thing, you can tell if you know anything about this stuff, is the Protection of Lawful Commerce and Arms Act, PLCAA. These people believe that that has been pierced. It has not. Remington prevailed on their PLCAA defenses. In the case of Remington and the Sandy Hook families, the Supreme Court, as we heard from Gottlieb and Stephen Gutowski, subsequently to Gottlieb in the first hour of Sunday's Monster Cast, the Supreme Court didn't take this case, likely because they knew that it wasn't going to end, regardless of how it goes in the lower court in Connecticut, in the state court. Because if Remington loses this case, they're going to appeal this case to the Supreme Court, and the Supreme Court knew it. Their defense to the Supreme Court to try to get them to take the case now was that this is a violation of the PLCAA. But the Supreme Court apparently believed, as does the trial court, as the Connecticut State Supreme Court ruled, that it's not about the PLCAA. Remington has already won on those merits. This is the only claim left. And it's a Connecticut Unfair Trade Act, not a Protection of Lawful Commerce and Arms Act. And I'll quote Alan Gottlieb. Unfortunately, Remington is going to have to go through the meat grinder here. They're going to have to spend a ton of money, and it's going to take years. But it will eventually, this ruling will eventually favor Remington. There's no question about it. So this piece is very misleading right out of the get-go. And since we spent so much time talking about it, I wanted to go through it with you. Because the whole gist of it is that the Supreme Court's decision to not hear the appeal will probably inspire, let me quote, more families of shooting victims to sue gun makers. But just how far those suits go depends largely on where they're filed. The whole deal here is that if your state has a strong unfair trade practice act like Connecticut's does, apparently, or that's what they're alluding to here, then you might be able, if you're a victim, you might be able to sue a company if all these other things go the same way based on that, because you can't pierce the PLCAA. And that's what this is alluding to. The greatest effect, say some gun litigation experts interviewed, and I can't tell you who it's by yet, because that'll give away my shtick, may be psychological, as the gun lobby until now has seemed invincible. What has prevented some lawyers from bringing these cases is an impression that this federal industry law bars those cases, and it doesn't. Who do they consult? Chief counsel and vice president for the Legal Action Project at the Brady Center to Prevent Gun Violence. Did they talk to Alan Gottlieb and the Second Amendment Foundation, who wins more lawsuits every day against this clown? No. You'll know why in a second. Lowy is involved with 15 cases across the country seeking to hold gun industry defendants liable for deaths caused by firearms. Let's repeat this. Lowy is involved with 15 cases across the country seeking to hold automobile manufacturers liable for deaths caused by drunk drivers. Did you catch that? That's what this guy's all about. Then it goes on to talk about the federal law, and it goes on to actually, it gets a little bit accurate in here and refers back to the Connecticut Trade Act. By no means is that in any way a fair headline at all. In fact, if it's anything, it's incredibly unfair. But who's it from? Bloomberg Law. And need I go any farther? So today, you got some analysis on two lefty organizations that like to think they're objective. One of them is seeking you to part for your money to support them because they're so objective. And that The Guardian, unbelievable. But that's what we're up against. I hope you enjoyed it as much as I did. We're going to get up and do it again tomorrow. Carry on, carry often, carry absolutely everywhere. Never leave your cave without your club. See you on the radio. Enjoy the rest of your day.